There's an outline in the bulletin this morning. If you'd like to follow along with the lesson, you're very welcome to do that. If you didn't get a bulletin, there's still some extra in the foyer. You're welcome to go get one. Just come back in. The lesson is titled, Are You Ready? Are You Ready? It was from the text that was read this morning. If you look at the notes, we'll look from the text in point number one, where Jesus said, therefore be ye also ready. Be ready. Point number two, Peter said, I'm ready to go with you. Prison? Death? Wow. Paul said, point number three, Paul said, I'm ready to be bound, or not to be bound only, but to die in Jerusalem. Wow. Point number four, Paul said, I'm ready to preach the gospel. Number five, Paul writes to Titus, said, be ready to every good work. Good works. He also said to Timothy, be ready to distribute, to give. And number seven, be ready always to give an answer for the hope that lies within you. So we're going to look at readiness in our lesson this morning. We have expressions about being ready in life. We'll ask the question to somebody in our family or friends, are you ready? We're going to go somewhere. Are you ready? Are you ready yet? Or sometimes even in the game we play, ready or not, here I come. We say, I need to get ready. Let's go. I need to get ready. We even have that can of whipped cream called Ready Whip. Don't do anything. It's ready. It's ready just to put on that pie or whatever. It's ready. From the can to the pie. Ready. By definition, when we talk about being ready, I want you to take these things in our lesson and take it personally. Don't look around and go, I'm there, not, or they are. No, am I ready? A state of fitness for action. Am I ready? To be prepared. To be set. I'm ready. To be available right now. I'm ready. To have the ability to respond without delay. I'm ready. I'm ready. There was a song in our book we had previously. It's not in the one we have now. There was a song titled, Ready to Suffer. And every verse, it has that word ready in it. Every phrase. Is ready to suffer grief or pain. Ready to stand the test. Ready to stay at home and send others if God sees best. Second stanza. Ready to go. Prepared to bear. Ready to watch and pray. Ready to stand aside and give till He shall clear the way. Last stanza, ready to speak, alert to warn, ready His way to learn, ready in life, no fear of death, ready for His return. Then the chorus, ready to go or ready to stay, ready my place to fill, ready for service, lowly or great. Ready to do His will. I've told this story, but I'd like to hear it again. Mm-hmm. Well, my father-in-law, not a preacher story, but he was leading the singing for the assembly, and right before time for me to preach the song before the lesson, he chose this song. And he announced not only the number, but the title. And before Brian brings us the lesson, we'll sing hymn number 429, Ready to Suffer. So, I thought my father-in-law did that. So we're going to talk about readiness today, being ready. Number one, in our text that was read to us, think again about those words that Jesus gave. In verse 44 of Matthew 24, there He concluded, therefore be ye ready, for in such an hour as you think not, Son of Man comes. Wow. in an hour that I, not thinking about it, he could come. He gives you three illustrations in the text. In chapter 24, verse 36, he began by saying, that day and hour, no one knows. I don't know. Nope. Not the angels of heaven. My Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they knew not until the flood came, took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Just like in Noah's day. They weren't ready. They didn't get into the ark. Because they were not ready, they were not saved. We're ready. The second illustration in verse 43. But know this. Time you hear that word know. Boy, God, take it to heart. Don't only just appreciate the information. Make that application. So Jesus said, know this. That if the goodman of the house had known in what hour the thief would have come, he would have watched. If I knew what hour the thief was going to come to my house, I would be ready with troops and a tank. Well, I'd be ready. I wouldn't be not ready for a thief if I knew when he was coming. So Jesus gives the warning. You would have watched. And would not have allowed his house to be broken up. Listen up, if I'm not ready. I'm not ready. The last illustration, verse 45. So then he asked the question, who then is a faithful and wise servant? Who's faithful and who's wise? When his Lord has made him ruler over his household to give them meat in due season. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find so watching. And then the conclusion. Watch and be ready. That's point number one. Readiness. Am I ready? When Jesus comes again, there'll be, as he said here, the normal course of events. Have to watch. We'll go about our business at hand. And when Jesus comes again, he's not going to come with a shout, get ready. We're supposed to already be ready. Readiness. Readiness doesn't come accidentally. We get ready. Get ready. In other words, prepare so that we are ready. Now, you didn't jump out of bed this morning and look the way you do right now. Well, some of you do. But you prepared. You made ready to come to the assembly. Same thing. When it comes to spiritual things, get ready. He's coming. The second illustration for that word ready is when Peter said to Jesus, he said, Lord, I'm ready to go with you. I'm prepared. I'm ready to prison, to death. Wow. I like that attitude. I like that. Jesus said in writing to the churches in Revelation 2 verse 10, he said, don't fear any of these things that you're going to suffer. Behold, the devil will cast some of you into prison. You're going to be tried. You'll have tribulation. But be faithful till death, and I'll give you the crown of life. But you have to be ready. Be ready for what comes. Ready to stay on God's side. Ready to let people know to whom we belong. Ready, ready. In 2 Timothy 3, verse 12, says, ye all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Well, Peter said, Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready. Prison or death. Hebrews 12, verse 10 said, you haven't resisted unto blood yet, striving against sin. Wow. Well, what if that should happen? I want to be ready. Ready. Disaster preparedness is what it's saying. So, you know, we pray right now. And, you know, what said that same phrase when I was a child. You know, then we get up and we lead that prayer in the assembly, and we thank you, God, that we can meet, the phrase was, free and unmolested. Right? As a child, I wonder, what does that mean? It means, thank you that we don't have to worry about rebels coming in and destroying our assembly. Thank you that the government allows us to meet without threat. Because as we know, we mentioned last week when Brother Worley was here, our missionary to Nigeria, we recognize that not everyone enjoys that freedom. And when they assemble, there's always that threat, that fear. No, Peter began, I'm ready for that, Lord. Prison or death, be ready for suffering. Our freedom may not last, I don't know, my lifetime. I worry about our grandchildren. What are they going to experience 20, 30 years from now? But Peter had the attitude, that word ready. I'm ready. Number three in your notes, then Paul gives the illustration. Paul answered his critics. He said, what mean you to weep and to break my heart? Oh, why are you crying? I'm ready not only to be bound, but to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm ready. But he would not be persuaded because they didn't want him to go. So they concluded, the will of the Lord be done. Yeah. Paul said, I'm going to go. And he's going on the strength of the Lord. The will of the Lord be done. Now, he wouldn't die in Jerusalem, but he would die in Rome. Same thing with us. We may not have to give our lives physically, at least currently. But one day it may cost us our physical life to meet or to hold a position of Christianity. Paul said in Romans 12, verse 1, I beseech you, brethren. Boy. And he said, boy, this is on my mind. I care, I exhort, I have concern. Paul says, so I beseech by the mercies of God to present your bodies a living sacrifice. Yeah, I'm ready. Pre-think the situation that may come. I want to be ready. There's even a song in our book talks about the end of time. Lord, I want to be ready to meet him. I want to be ready. Number four, Paul again says in Romans chapter 1, for as much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel. I'm ready to those that are in Rome. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation. Yeah. To all who believe, Jew and Gentile. I'm ready. Ready to preach. In verse 14, he said, I consider myself a debtor. Because what God had blessed him with, he says, I can't keep this. I can't hoard it. I can't just run with it myself. I need to share with somebody else. I'm ready to preach. I'm not ashamed of that gospel that saved me. I'm ready. We want to be ready for that too. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, preach the word. Preach the word in season, out of season, whether you like it or not. If times are favorable or they're not, preach the word. Number five in your notes, Paul addresses it to Timothy or Titus. Put them in mind. All right, so here's I need you to think about this. I need you to, as we say, take it to heart. Put them in mind to be ready to every good work. And there's always encouragement for us to do that. There will always be people in need. It might be family, be across the street. We have efforts right now in our nation, disasters abundant. We have Churches of Christ Relief. We have World Gospel, radio, television, internet. We'll be ready to distribute not only what we have or are able to do, but we want to be ready to distribute good news too. I'm ready to preach. I'm ready. James chapter 2 verse 15 says, a brother or sister be naked, destitute of daily food, and one of you say to them, depart in peace and be warm and filled. But notwithstanding, you don't give them the things that they need. What does it profit? Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. Eyes open. I see the opportunity. I have the ability. So let me do what I can. Many of you did that last week when Brother Worley was here. You as individuals went up to him, and I know you did. Let me help you along your way. You were ready to distribute. And that's the, I'm ready. I want to do that. In Galatians 6, verse 10, as you have opportunity, do good to all men, but especially those of the household of faith. And that's what we had last week, was another opportunity to give. To be ready to distribute. Number 6, along the same line, Paul writes to Timothy, you do good. Be rich in good works. Ready to distribute. Willing to communicate or to give. That's right. Ready again. I want to be ready. Share with others. That's a Christian principle, isn't it? Paul reminded brethren the words of the Lord Jesus in Acts 20, verse 35. In that he said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. I want to be ready to give. Then number 7, the last one, in 1 Peter 3, verse 15. Here's the entire verse. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks of you the reason of the hope that's within you. An answer with meekness and fear. Break it down. First phrase, sanctify Christ as Lord. That means you set Jesus apart in your life first. I put my life on His side. And again, that phrase, I want people to know to whom I belong. I sanctify Him in my life. I have conviction. I recognize the Lord is worthy of reverence. So I want to walk the talk. I want to hallow His name. I'm assured that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Right? I want to sanctify the Lord Jesus in my heart. And be ready. And then He says, always. Be ready always. I never know when the door of opportunity will come. Someone's going to ask me the reason of my faith. I want to be ready. Ready to answer. To give someone a reason of the hope that lies within me. Ready to present my faith. And do so in a reasonable manner. But with meekness or gentleness. I want to give the substance of my faith to someone else in a manner that's not harsh or arrogant. I want to live in such a way that I hope someone asks me, why do you believe what you believe? I want to answer correctly. And then with fear. With meek fear in my answer. So anytime we present the gospel, I want to do it with reverence toward God. I want to present the gospel correctly and persuasively. I want to be ready. So I've given you 7 places where the word ready is used in the New Testament. I want to be ready. That's significant. But remember in our text, we began with point number 1, I want to be ready to meet Him. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. I want to be ready. to be a Christian. I want the best thing that can be said about a Christian is that they live faithfully. You don't have to measure up to the talents or abilities that someone else has. Whatever God has blessed you with, you want to be faithful in Christian living. Paul told the brethren at Corinth, moreover, it's required in a steward that a man be found faithful. Required. I just want to be faithful. In the Revelation 2, verse 10, be thou faithful till death, and I'll give you the crown of life. That's the expectation of you and me. Faithful in our Christianity. If you're not a Christian, not a member of the New Testament church, you had that opportunity this morning. You've heard good news, I know. You know what it requires to become a Christian. You've heard the message that God so loved the world. You may even believe that message. Have confidence of faith. But then you need to turn your life around and present your life to God the way that God wants it presented to Him. Repentance. And you'll want to confess your faith that Jesus Christ is God's Son. And with those things in place, you want to be, I hope, you want to be baptized for remission of sins. I want you to be ready to meet Him. Readiness. You are prepared to meet Him. If you're not satisfied with the readiness you have right now, you need to make a change. So we submit a song of encouragement, a song of invitation. If you're subject to that, not having been baptized for remission of sins, not ready. If you're not living faithful, you're not ready. So that's the encouraging word we have today. That's the invitation. Let's stand together and sing the song that ends the selected chord.